Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking, or today we're going to be talking about 50 signs that you'll never get married. This was a fun little article. It was written for men, but reading through this, I realized that I think a lot of this actually applies to women as well. So I think it's pretty safe to say that, dating, not so good. And long-term and marriage, I call it a scam because men really don't get much out of it, especially if you're not having kids. Men don't really get anything out of it. So we're gonna jump in, and I'm going to read a few of the articles. I'm doing a little bit further camera back. Let me know if you guys like that or not. Instead of just my head, I figured this way you can actually see me emoting and gesturing more. So let me know if you like that. And plus, I'm a little further away, so I'm not quite up in your face. You don't have to look at my ugly mug quite as much. So a quick reminder, or not a reminder. Let me just tell you guys, I'm going to be on the Fresh and Fit podcast. They say they're the number one rated podcast, or number one dating podcast in the world. I'm going to be on there streaming live Wednesday night at 6 p.m. with a gentleman named Myron Gaines. And I think his co-host is going to be there. His name is Fresh Prince CEO, which is CEO, or maybe it's Fresh Prince CEO. I don't know if it's CEO or CEO. I haven't met him yet. But they do basically like they do kind of like what I do, except they're in Miami and they do clubbing, and they actually will get women that they meet out to come back and they interview them. And it's really a good time. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be involved in the interviewing of the ladies, but they are going to have me on my show. So if you're free this Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, standard daylight, I don't know what we are right now, Eastern time, 6 p.m. Here in Miami, then join us over on their channel. It's called Fresh and Fit, all one word. I'll be their special guest. Moving on, a couple of losses before we get to the main story. She says, this is a woman posting on Twitter. Behind every successful man is a gorgeous and fun woman. Not necessarily. Male feminists are creepy, disgusting losers. And a guy responds, B, what the F? You say it's about gender equality, and now you're excluding and bullying men who support your cause? Some movement. I tell you, guys that are willing to throw their own best needs and their own cause under the bus to support these women, women do not like it. They find them creepy, and they are not on board. So best thing you can do is be a masculine man, hold to your own standards, and just go on. Next one is seeing a... I can't say this word because I would never say this word, but seeing a black gentleman cry is so satisfying. Like, yes, I hurt you. And this is being posted from a woman with 54,000 likes on Twitter. And somebody replies, these are the same women that want men to express their emotions more, but turn around and say this S. Exactly right. Women, you know, they have no problems going out and hurting men. They think it's funny. So there you go. Keep that in mind. And here's a loss for the ladies. Last one from Blaze Media. Biological male wins female beauty pageant in Nevada. A celebration of womanhood and diversity. Here's a picture. And the first transitioning person is now one step closer to being crowned Miss USA. Cataluna Enriquez, a biological male, won the Miss Silver State USA pageant this week, an event considered the biggest preliminary competition for the Miss Nevada USA pageant. So basically, ladies, sorry to tell you, but now men are even more beautiful than you are. Sorry, we're even beating you in your own beauty pageants. All right. So on to the main story of the night here from Hack Spirit, 50 signs you will never get married and why it's totally okay. I rewarded this for the thumbnail because it's 50 reasons why I think if you read these, every man probably that watches this video will be saying like, yeah, man, that's good reasoning. I would never get married. But also look at and on some of these comments or some of the suggestions they say, this is something I actually see in women a lot today, which is not wanting to settle with just one partner or being bored often. So I think, you know, when you look at this way, it's a really good sign that I think just dating is toast, long-term dating and marriage. And this is from March 20th, so it's a very current story. From a young age, we're told that marriage is a necessary step for happiness. These subtle messages come from Disney movies, sappy love songs, romance movies, and sometimes from well-meaning family members. Don't they know just how ridiculously hard it is? There are so many reasons why relationships fail, so finding a partner for life in your 20s, 30s, or even 70s is like winning the lottery. It's no surprise then that 40 or 50% of marriages end in divorce. I'll tell you this. It's not winning the lottery if you get married, or even if you have a successful marriage, it's not winning the lottery. It's losing the Hunger Games drawing, and you have to go compete for your life and probably end up getting taken out. But your mother keeps asking you when they're going to have a grandchild. You're probably reading this article wondering if you're just not ready for marriage or if it's something you don't want to do at all. In this post, we'll give you 50 signs why you will never get married and why it's totally okay. And I thought this was a fun one. You know, sometimes I'll do some serious topics. Other ones, I do some fun ones. But we're just going to read through this. And I'm going to touch on each one lightly because I don't want to go on forever. But like always, I'll put the post down below if you want to read it. You think the institution of marriage is BS. Yes. Why does society pressure us to get married and have a family unit? If you don't see the point of going to church and proclaiming your love in front of a higher being, just make it valid. Love should be freely given and received, not partnership bound by guilt and a contract. Exactly. I think it is important that if you really do love somebody and you want to be with them, just be with them. That way there's no legal binding contract that'll screw a man if she or he decides to end it. Just be with them for as long as it works out and then leave. You hate the wedding industry? It's expensive, I'll tell you that. You hate paying for freedom? They say divorce lawyers cost $250 plus an hour, and the whole thing could cost you $15,000 up to $100,000. That's just for the lawyer, not what you're going to lose in the actual divorce. So it does cost you money to get free. Happily ever after, happily ever after makes you roll your eyes, right? We know that doesn't exist. Most of the time, again, women tend to get bored or they want to level up and they bounce. Number five, you don't envy your married friends one bit. And I personally know this is true because I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, however I want. And if I just want to take a day off and lay around, or if I want to go to the gym for a couple extra hours, I can do whatever I want and I don't have to worry about it. Sometimes you feel sorry for married people. We do this, don't they? They say, well, they laugh and share the same things. They have their ducks in a row, kids, house, car. They even have a trip to Mexico. But then 2 weeks later, the guy confided in you that he's been sleeping with another woman, but he doesn't want to hurt his wife. Or he finds out that she's been cheating on him and he didn't know it. And he thought their household was all happy and everything. And it wasn't. It really wasn't. So the picture that is painted for everybody else oftentimes is not a true picture. You know, marriage is hard work and you're not willing to put in the effort. Yeah, I used to believe in, hey, you have to put in some effort into it. But the truth is, it seems like one partner or the other always ends up putting in most of the work and getting very little in return. You had an ex-fiance or ex-girlfriend from hell. That much, I think we've all dated somebody and you went, oh man, like I could have pulled the trigger on this and I had no idea she was really deep down a crazy person or it could have gone really bad. And I think a lot of times people don't realize this until it's too late and they've already gotten married. Your soulmate is married to someone else. I don't think anybody really worries about that, at least I'm not on this channel. Stories of cheating at night stories of cheating haunt you at night. Man, that's half of what I read on here is about spouses stepping out and dead bedrooms and guys not getting their needs met and it always ends up bad. You now realize marriage jokes are all too real. Yep. The jokes of, happy wife, happy life, and he had to go sleep, he's in the doghouse, or he had to go sleep on the couch, or, you know, how do you know it's your birthday? Because you actually get a little bit of oral fun. They're jokes because they're true, and that's why they're unfortunately funny. You've been in too many bad relationships. I think a lot of us have been there. You feel you're too old for the drama. I know that's me. That probably out of all of them is just, you know what? I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't want to think about it anymore. I don't have the time for this. I got other things I'd rather do with my time. You don't like taking risks. I love taking risks, just not when it comes to half my wealth and putting it in the hands of somebody that at a 60% rate will divorce me and try to take some of it. You've watched too many sad movies. I don't think that's many of us here, but Usually it's, I watch rom-coms or romantic comedies, or you watch a breakup movie and you're just like, yeah, man, I know how that guy feels. You believe that nothing is permanent in this world. That again is definitely me. Everything is temporary. It's for the moment. And then it ends and you move on. You're still traumatized by your parents' divorce. Didn't happen to me, but I read lots of those stories here. You believe you need different people in different life stages. I would agree with that. I think it's also good to have different people that meet different needs. For me personally, companionship can be a dog or a cat or a pet. It can be a friend. It can be family members. I've got people that I used to ride motorcycle with, not much here anymore, but I had a motorcycle riding group. I had a gym group. Like I had a group for everything. The only thing I really was missing in particular parts of my life is someone to share a bed with and somebody that you could confide in and be confident that they wouldn't hurt you. Unfortunately, many times they end up kind of hurting you. You know, people change. Yes. And this is the one that I'm kind of relating to, mostly a significant other. In our case, it would be a woman. We know women change. They get the tingles go away. The butterflies go away. They get bored. It's not as exciting as it used to be. This guy down at the gym is hot and he seems mysterious, but you're the old dusty and crusty and she knows all about you and she decides to move on. I think many times when men start dating a woman, they want the woman to stay the same woman they were dating. When women marry or date men, they want to change the man into a perfect man. The irony is once they change that man, he's now not the mysterious, strong, charismatic man he once was, and they went, well, he's not what I want anymore. Done with that. Or the guy doesn't change, and then she says she's miserable because he's selfish and he only thinks of himself, and again, doesn't work out. You know your feelings change. Yeah, I barely like being around myself, let alone anybody else. So if I was around somebody for too long, there may be a point where I'm like, okay, I'm done. I need alone time for the next 7 months. You're afraid of getting hurt too deeply. A lot of you gentlemen, I know that falls in your category. It's happened to me in the past. I'm well beyond it. That was maybe, more than half a decade or a decade ago in some cases. You get over it. You forget about it. You move on with your life. But you do know what that is like. And you do know you don't want to go back there anymore. I think this happens to a lot of men when they're in a relationship, not from a place of strength, but from a place of emotion. And I don't think that's healthy for men. So I don't think men should get too emotional in a relationship anyway. Number 22, you're afraid of hurting someone too deeply. Yeah, I think if I were to date somebody and they fell for me, they're going to get deeply upset, I think, at some point in time. You're not sure you can love someone if they get sick. Well, there's a lot of stories. Again, I will relate this to the women. There are a lot of stories out there of guys that come back from combat, guys that have a family member's death. They're sick. Something happens. They can't earn anymore. And the woman says, I don't have time for this. He's a weak man. He gets sick too easy. He whines or complains, and she bounces. You're not sure you can love someone if they get old and ugly. Well, definitely. Who'd want to stay with somebody that gets old and ugly? And a lot of times, I think, again, if you get married, this is license of, hey, it's relaxing time. I don't have to hit the gym anymore. And this can go both ways. I don't have to go to the gym anymore. I don't have to be attractive. I don't have to shave as often as I should as a woman. And yeah, all of a sudden, it's her legs. When she rubs her legs together, it makes the noise that a cricket makes because the hair on her legs is so long. You get bored easily. Yep, that can be one of them. Again, I would relate that more to the women. You don't want to be codependent, definitely. No man should ever have to or want to rely on a woman for anything other than some physical fun and some companionship and someone to hang out with. The minute you're relying on a woman for anything else, you're losing your grip and she's going to lose attraction for you. You actually enjoy being alone. This is another big one on my list, and I know that covers it, a lot of it for you. When I did a poll, there was something like 20 or 30% of guys that are like, I just like doing my own thing and being left alone. They go back, you have low tolerance for drama. Okay, we already talked about that, so now you're recycling. You're married to your career. I think a lot of guys work a lot. Your life purpose is your top priority. That is for me, which would be travel, which would be making money, which would be building a bus and traveling around North America. I know some of you guys are the same way. You prefer to build an empire. You prefer to build an empire than a family. Yeah, building your own world up instead of a family. Kids, I mean, if you're a selfish person, kids are not a good idea. You get annoyed too easily. Fair enough. You don't see any advantages to getting married. Exactly. What are the advantages for men? Go ahead, take your time. I'll wait. Now you can't find anything. There are no advantages. All it does is locks men in. Take marriage, I mean, the certificate, the license, take marriage out of the equation. If you wanted to, and let's, just for argument's sake, take away the legal liability for a man that lives with a woman. All right, let's say short-term relationship, men get lots of benefits, so do women. Long-term relationship, same thing. The minute you move in together, you're trapped. You're kind of stuck there. What if she doesn't want to hook up with you that night? She's got a headache. What if she doesn't want to hook up with you that week? She's got lots of headaches, or it's that time of the month, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of a sudden, you're still providing your half, which is income and taking care of the house and maybe taking out the garbage and help her clean, do the dishes. You're not getting anything you want anymore. Now you're stuck. Now you're in an uneven relationship. The way to get out of that, don't cohabitate, don't marry. Don't, because if she stops pulling her end of the bargain, if you're just dating, you can go, you know what? You're not pulling your half. I'm still pulling my half. I'm out. And again, same thing can be said for women. But again, it's 60% of the time women are the ones filing. You don't want your significant other to get complacent. That's kind of what I was just talking about. That the other one says, I'm not going to look as good. I'm going to stop shaving. I'm not going to put on any makeup. Come to bed with night cream all over their face. And they're wearing the old 1950s gown, you know, head to toe nightgown. And she doesn't want you to touch her because it'll do this or that. Forget it. You don't want to be taken advantage of. Yeah, if a lot of you guys are successful and you get into your 30s or 40s and you've put a good little nest egg together, and all of a sudden a woman's showing up saying, oh, hey, you know, I bring a lot to the table too. A lot of guys are saying, no, you had your fun and just waited till I got to the finish line. And now you want to take my hand and walk across the finish line with me? No, I did this alone. You don't get to be a part of that. You don't want kids. Talked about that one. You don't believe in monogamy. This right here is every woman that just about you talk to today. Now, I know it's not all women, but if you look at a lot of the dating profiles that I put up, a lot of the stories that I talk about, there are women out there that are like, you know what? I want a man that's tall and handsome, but I also want a provider, but I also want a bad boy, but I also want, well, you're not going to find it all in one dude. So what are women doing? Women are finding a provider, the good guy, but they say, oh, I want a poly relationship. I want to be able to go out and be with these other guys too, because I need my excitement. The sad part is a lot of guys that are not very masculine are saying, well, okay, at least I get access to her some of the time. You want an easy way out? That would be, again, for the women, I think. They get into their 30s. They may still have college debt. They realize, hey, you know something? I got 30 years left of working ahead of me. Maybe I want kids. Maybe I'll just find a successful guy, jump into his life, and then I don't have to worry about working for the next 30 years. I can be a wife, get wifed up, hit the easy button, and then I just coast from here. You don't want to be in financial ruin. Yeah. Regular wedding, 30 grand, therapy costs, 250 an hour, legal fees up to 100 grand, plus losing half your crap, alimony, child support. It'll devastate you. You have a long bucket list. This one's another one of mine. I have a bunch of things that I want to accomplish and I want to do. And so, hey, I want to get out there and do it. You believe love should be free. Once you have a marriage contract, you're worried your relationship might become a little stiff and tense. What you find wonderful about relationships is that anyone can just walk out, but they don't. It's a love freely given. Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying before. Like, you don't lock each other in. You're there because you're both invested. And the minute one of you is not invested anymore, you can walk away. You don't see the point of staying married if the love is gone. Exactly. If the love is gone, you're not getting the bedroom met. You're probably arguing. It's not fun to be around that person. She's going to nag you. It's just over. But again, a lot of men can't leave because they're locked in financially or with the kids. You haven't been deeply in love. No man should ever be deeply in love. I'm going to read what they say. You roll your eyes when someone mentions anything about a soulmate, twin flame, or the one. There are billions of people in the world, so there's no such thing as the one. But as much as you hate to admit it, you know you'll actually believe in these things if you met that person that considered the one. No, there is no one for you. There's no unicorn. There's no one-itis. No such thing. Because I'll tell you right now, I've gone on dates with many women. I've even extended like short-term and long-term dated many women. All of them were lovely in many different ways, and they're easily replaced. I'm just saying. Your partner isn't marriage material. I think that's most of them now. Again, look at most women. I'm going to read through this, and then you'll see what they're talking about. You're in love, but you know that's not enough. Meh. You don't know exactly what you're looking for, but you can tell your partner doesn't have the qualities of someone you'd want to marry. I see that in a lot of women, and I know women are complaining they see that in the men. He's not 6 foot tall. He's not long enough in the trousers. He doesn't have a six pack. He's not a big earner. They complain about it all the time. Maybe they drink or smoke too much, and you're waiting for them to change. I think a lot of women are drinking too much. Maybe they're not good with money. Again, a lot of women are like that. Maybe they're not fond of kids. Let me put it this way. Maybe a lot of us guys are not fond of her kids she already has with another guy. That's a problem. Number 45, you feel you're not marriage material. I think they already said that. You have a child you love so much. That's usually on her. She has a kid and it is her world. And you're just going to come in second, third, or fifth place behind the couple other kids, herself and the corgi. You have adorable pets. I love my dog. I'd share him, but I'm keeping him. You're a social animal. I don't know how many of that. I know there's some of you guys out there that are social animals. I used to be, and that's why I didn't want to get married. Now I'm the opposite. Now I'm kind of an individual that enjoys his time. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't date. It doesn't mean that I wouldn't date short term. Maybe find someone that's awesome long term. But again, what's the long term goal? Most women want to lock it down. Most women want to lock a man in. Because they say, hey, you know what? He's a great guy. He's got this. He's got this. I'm going to be with him. And they want to invest in the relationship. A lot of guys don't want to invest in relationships. They say, you know what? I'm good with casual. I'm good with fun. Because if it doesn't work out with you, I feel like I'm a quality guy. And I'll have other women that can fulfill your role. So I'm just not going to promise myself to anyone. I think that's a problem with a lot of the hookup culture. The top 10 or 20% of men, maybe in truth, maybe it's the top 5% of men, are having all the fun. And they're just cycling through women and they're like, I don't want to settle down. I'm a social animal. And a lot of other men that are saying, I don't have any social life, but you know what? I'm getting accustomed to being alone. I'm happy alone. I'm good with it. You have a close-knit family. You always has your back, maybe. You're very content with your life and you feel like there's nothing missing. Yeah, I think so. I'll read the conclusion here just so you can kind of get a sum up. If you can relate to most of these signs, then you're definitely not into marriage. There's nothing wrong with you at all, because here's the thing. You don't have to get married. We know this already, but we feel guilty for it. As long as you're totally upfront with your partner that you don't see yourself getting married sooner at all, then you shouldn't feel guilty. Be careful when you're in love, though. No man should ever be in love. You can love somebody, but don't be in love with somebody. I think that's a dead end for men. Let's say after living with a wonderful person for years, again, that's a dead end. You don't want to live with someone for years. You wake up one day just wanting to get married. By all means, don't stop yourself. Go ahead if you want. You know the warning signs. It's possible you have a change of heart, and that's totally okay too. Well, I don't think that ever turns out right. All right, now it is time for, I got a couple dating profiles of the day. All right, first dating profile. She is 26.
Is she a great big fat person?
She says, hello, a quick few things. I'm Polly. Polyamorous. She wants multiple partners. I have one partner who lives with me, another partner who has their own place, another long distance partner. She's already got three. She's looking for four. And guys, she is not a looker. So again, it goes back to what I said before. They do not want just one man. They can't find one man that'll meet all their needs. So they're happy filling a stable full of men. If you'd like to be one of those men, go ahead. I'm never going to do that to myself. This next one's 25.
Was she a great big fat person?
She says, I hope you like sarcasm and being insulted. Seeking hostile man for mutual psychological torture, codependency, and a future divorce. And she's Hispanic. And she's sitting here taking a selfie of herself while drinking a glass of wine. This may be an attempt at being funny. It falls flat on its face because far too many women actually believe that. And the last one, she says, now this woman, I blurred out her face, but she was attractive. She says, the man I'm interested in dating, okay, let me try that again. The man I am interested in dating totally prefers women who maintain high financial standards for their partner. Let me rephrase that. The man that she's interested in dating wants to spend money on her. He did not work as hard as he did to level up his life to be with a woman who doesn't understand the importance of value and having a man in 2020 who can solely provide for her and their family without needing to rely on her income. This is a very fancy way of saying he should grow up with the values of spending his money on me because I think I'm worth it. And he needs to have those values. So again, what are you bringing to the table? You're basically saying he should value me because I value his money. That literally makes no sense. He's looking for a woman who enjoys being taken care of despite the fact that she has also secured her own bag. He has greatness, character, and self-awareness. Okay, let's say you have taken care of yourself. Let's say that you're a financial millionaire, lady. But you also want a man that's a financial millionaire, but you want him to spend his money on you while you keep your money for you. That sounds like a great idea for men. Again, fellas, the more you see of this stuff, the more you realize, hey, you know something? I'm not really feeling this. I'm out. I'm not going to play these games so much anymore. And the big thing, you know, the big takeaway, I think, for all of this is some women are like this. They're upfront in the beginning saying, hey, I want multiple partners, or hey, I want you to be financially spend on me, or I'm going to gain weight, or whatever. But too many times, once you tie the knot, once you get in a long-term relationship, once you start living with these women, they try to change you, or all of a sudden, the shiny chameleon rubs off, and all of a sudden, you see who they are underneath. And if you've trapped yourself or tied yourself up with them, there's no ripcord to get out of there without it costing half your money. The best thing I can say to do, keep things casual if you're going to date at all. I know a lot of you don't date anymore because it's a pain in the backside. But if you are out there, keep it casual, keep it fun, keep it light, keep it short. And if you do find somebody and you do really like them and you do want to spend a lot of time with them, go ahead and long-term date them. Keep your stuff at your place, her stuff at her place. And when it starts to go south, all you have to do is say, hey, you know what? You're not holding your end up of the bargain anymore. I'm done.